Shir Nun Beis and Gittin Tes Adar Hey Tov Shema Tes March 8th, 1979 on Thursday. Continue.
So in Mele, they, even though they cannot be gave the order to be a rachel, but they can exercise this kind of fear, that as long as the order refuses to support them, they can make themselves unavailable, and they can escape. This is what the Rambam says. So that's why he has to be matia deshus, because in the long run it will not be good for the order if he says that he will be his uncle. So the mele, the Chachomim gave the order the schus to be matia deshus. Mashrim came the avodim of the nichzimlu. So in Mele, since the Yitzhak doesn't mind if they will be supported. It's only the Baal who says, I say it in his own heart. So in Mele, and the Odin will not mind if they will escape, because after all, it's not his loss, it's the loss of his wife. So in Mele, he cannot be Matthias Jesus. But it's Mucha from this Rambam that basically, even according to Rabbi Yehonet, if the Odin takes away the Maishir Daim of the Eved, so Mele, he's Mechuyev to support it. He's legally Mechuyev to support it. It's not an Inyan of Zot. But if he declares explicitly, as even his Onko, then he's Mafkiya Betzus, because he has a Kiyam woman in Davodim. So when can he be Mafkiya if in the long run, if in all probability, in the long run, the Odin will change his mind and he will call back the Eved that he should come to work and he'll support him. Mashein came in connection with Avodim, Sheikhlisala Yishti Bidiras Nechs Miluk, so then the Baal, the Odin didn't care. What does he care? If the Avodim will escape, it's not his Avodim anyway, it's his wife's Avodim. So in such a case, he doesn't have the schus to be mafkia the schus of it. So that's the chart in this thing. Toshma. Every chigo, lo re miklo, in rabbi chayim gzeim, viloyei, al shemaisiyot of the rabbi, shema meno, yochel rabbi mele vaseim ibn izom ko, ochel maeskinon, di omale, tse maisiyot echo vneseecho, yochel maisiyot of the rabbi, ladok. So adok et pshite, why should the Eved keep the excess to himself? So, now, what does it mean, Adofe? Shemaisi Yodof, Eitvin Amuzinezo. Now, here the Gemara uses the expression Adofe, and then on Omid Beis, the Gemara uses the expression Adofe, but it has two separate meanings. In Omid Beis, when the Gemara says, Yochel my lovo, vilei vilecho, and the Gemara says, Adofe, so Ladofe over there, Rashi says, Mizeinis Mugavoch Yeseya, Mashein Derabol of Achille. So in Omid Beis, when Gemara says Ladofe, it means that the Eved wants to have better Mizeinis. Here when Gemara uses Rosh Ladofe, it doesn't mean that the Eved wants to have more Mizeinis, but in other words, the excess that remains after he used up part of his earnings for his support, and he's not interested in any better mizeinis. He already has good mizeinis, but there is still a surplus left. That's what it means, Ladofe. So the Gemara Zikashe, Hadofe Pshite. Since he already had enough for his support, even for mizeinis in Ovovochi, but, and there is an excess that remains, so how could there be Salkadaito that he shouldn't have to turn it over to the Odin? So
Gimel and Gittin, Yud Beis Adar, Hei Tov Shin Lam, it says March 11, 1979 on Sunday.
But he wants better food. The Ordin gives him, meals, minimal meals, but he wants steak every day. So in many ways, he borrows money in order to have better meals. Now, the Rashi. Leve Veich Leis in Berea. Lo Yaseh Tchilo. Dipute kamaise kicho. Vishu v'osho. So, dipute kamaise, in other words, first he has to borrow money. And then use the money for his business. And then work and be paraya. Why? Because even though the Gemara applies it, bipoches shavipute, but he cannot work and then get the salary and then use it for mizenis. Because if he gets more than the pute or the pute and more, so the meal is already hegdesh. He cannot. So if he uses the pute of his earnings that he got for mizenis, so he's lay over hegdesh. So liasetchil the pute kamais kidjo vishuvosale el leivetchilo veichel. Ve'ise poches poches mishalet pruti upereya. Kidim foresh lekam, because al tadaito b'shem ha'elu mizinitz. V'kom ad yochel ha'gdish, al me yochel eima arasei mizinitzolcho. So you might be tired of adof. Mizinitz v'revochi, yeise ha'mashin der bolov la'achil. So you are a sikashe, v'leim alei ha'gdish, at ha'ashte sa'agimo b'lo yadofe, v'ashte na'metiz gamo b'lo yadofe. So, since he was Magdish, the Maisir Daim, to Hekdesh, so the Maisir Daim belong to Hekdesh, so how is he allowed to borrow money and then to pay up when he earns? But, after all, since he was Magdish, the Maisir Daim, to Hekdesh, so who owns the Maisir Daim? The earnings that he receives. Hekdesh owns it. So Mimele, so Hekdesh should tell him, you eat below Yadofe, in other words, you won't have Mizenis Revoche. So the Gemara gives the Teretz, Hekdesh Guf Venichale, Keheche Nilish Bachav. So in other words, Hekdesh Gufe is happy to have the Eved work, so then he'll be able to have, to produce more. Now the Gemara is a Kashe. The moment that he earns money, so every money that he gets for his work, so it becomes hegdesh. So how can he use that money in paying up his creditor from the one from whom he borrowed? So the Gemara says, "Bipoches poches mishalipot, poches mishalipot." So the Gemara says, in other words, because the Gemara at first tried to deduce from Rav's memory that Yochel Rav Lehman says, so then the Talmud gave the Teretz that the Rav is reference to the case of Milo Mizanis. But in the case where in the Milo Mizanis, so then he couldn't be Magdish the Maisi Yodov Adele. Why? Because in Yochel Rav Lim Levas in his own. So the Gemara says, Ochanan Mistabre, that Rav holds in Yochel Rav Lim Levas in his own. And where is the Odin able to, in what case is the Odin capable of being Magdish the Maisi Yodov Adele? Only when he's Milo Mizanis. Milo Mizanis. Machanam distarbe, Dom Arab, Hamagishi, the Abde, Isaeved, Isaeveich, Diloi, Abde, Man Polachle. So if somebody is Magdishi, the Abde, so in other words, David can work and ignore the fact that his Odin was Magdish, his Vaisyodo. And in other words, he works and whatever he gets, he uses for his Mizanis. In other words, the Hekdesh was Tchal. So there is a stira between the two members of Rav. So di lo yav de man polachle. He yav de bishlei mehav de maile veini yocheil. So in other words, the first member of Rav is reference to the case where his maile is in. So the maile, he has the authority. So he is a bailo to be maximized yod. But the second member of Rav that says that the Eved doesn't have to borrow money. He just can ignore the Hekdesh. And he works, and the money that he gets, so he uses for his Mizanis. So the first memory has, can be applied to the case of my Mizanis. So then, in Yochel, Viho, Bishain the Mile. And since in Yochel, Rav, Lim, Lev, Dasin, Zonko. And the second memory has reference to a case of Shain the Mile. So then, since he's in Yochel, Rav, Lim, Lev, Dasin, Zonko. So the Mele, his Ekdesh is moving void. It's not his, you know, the Magdish is not Mishnah Shalei. Shaka, Elo Yamret Har Bishina Maile. V'yofeil. So even if he doesn't give Mizanis to the Oed, so the Maisi Yodai still belongs to the Oden. So why does Rav saying, Dilo Yavde Man Polachlei? Who will work for him? Man Diboye Niflechalei. Every generous person who will be willing to support him by giving him Tzedokeh, so he'll be working for him. Allah Shmamin or Eli Yochel Shmamin. So the Rai is that Rav holds Ein Yochel Rav Lim Leves in his own. Vachanam Mistabu in Malim Mizinis Koma. Dili Ovat Man Polachle. Shema Acha Shnei Yisli Ma Yichlo Ma Yichlo Evet Aze Mi Yavdenu Mi Yizamu Mizinis. Yamu Mishle Im Havu Lil Dikoma Rav. Dichol Evet Dejim Alu Mizinis Koma Vein Yochel Rav Lim Leves in his own Cho. Vio Dikoma Lo Yichai Lev Desh. So we have two apparently conflicting memories by Rav. In one memory Rav appears to be saying that the Hekdesh is Chal. And the other memory appears to be saying the Hekdesh is not Chal. So what the common high leg the machine my chat early am the my machine my but lo high leg the you have in his own go lo with my pop my beat me on the way the black all right now so the gibor has the cash the gibor has the cash is a paria come come for the shrek how can he use the earnings in paying up the debt but the odin with my mizenes so the mele he's buying to be magdish the mycy of the debt. So the Maisiyot of David belong to Hekdesh. So how can he use this money that belongs to Hekdesh in paying up the debt? So Gemara says, "Bipoches poches b'shalapute." Actually, it's a story of Apute Yifrenu. Do a chayil Hekdesh apoches b'shalapute. So you have a big chiddush in Rashi. Rashi says that Hekdesh is not chal on poches b'shalapute. Now, Teisves esikash poches b'shalapute appears in contrast. The in Hekdesh Chol of Pochet Mishal Prute. The in Shiram Nigitzho. It number Azov Chomish Prute say. So the Mishneh gives a list of the things that require Prute. Let's say one cannot be Mikali Shemisho with less than Prute. I mean all kinds of aloches where a Prute, a minimum of a Prute is required. But according to Rashi, that there is a loche that in Hekdesh Chal or Pochet Mishal Prute. So the Mishneh, instead of listing Chomish Prute, should list Sheish Prute. The Negev Chal Pochet Mishal Prute. Ve'im Ri, Do'o Chayne Taime, She'im Vigayti Shel Magdish, She'yochil Al Pochet Mishal Prute. She'yochil Al Pochet Mishal Prute. So, in other words, that not that Al-Pidin Hekdesh is not Chal Pochet Mishal Prute. Al-Pidin, if a person will explicitly spell out that he wants to be Magdish, the earnings, even if they are less than Prute, so it's Chal. But the Umden is, when a person is Magdish earnings, So the Udri is that he only intends to be Magdish earnings that have the value of the Putin. But earnings, let's say, if Evet gets heavy Putin for the work he did, let's say, in 5 minutes, and the employer pays him heavy Putin, so the Hegdish is not hal on that heavy Putin. So Mimele, he works piecemeal, let's say, he works for 5 minutes. So then he gets his salary for the 5 minutes, heavy Putin. Then when he gets the heavy Putin, so he gives it to the creditor. Then he works again for 5 minutes and he gets another heavy Putin and he gives it to the creditor. So it will be some job for him to pay up the debt. But that's the only way he can do it. So according to Rashi, until he gets his Putin earnings, so the Hegdish couldn't be hal. Even if the Odin will explicitly spell out that he wants to be Magdish, even less than Putin. According to Teitzves, if the Odin spells it out that he wants that the Hegdish should be hal and less than Putin, so it's hal. But in Astam, the presumption is that the intention of the Odin was to be Magdish only earnings that are Putin, not earnings less than Putin. All right. That's the machlekes between Rashi and Teitzves. Now, Rashi explained the Gemara. Leila veich leise v'preya, lo yasin tchilo, di pute kamayse kicho, vishu osale, el leive tchilo veichel, veise poches vishal pute, se upereya kin forish lekaim. Right. Now, the question is, the Maram Shif raises that question. Now the maskone of the Gemara is that this member of Rav has reference to a case where he was magdish pochem shel putin. Whether it means that al pidin it cannot be chal unless than a putin, or because the intention was only to be magdish putin, not less than a putin, but that Rav's memory has reference to the case where he's magdish poches, where he works poches pochem shel putin. So mele the hegdish is not chal because he was only magdish putin, not poches shel putin. All right. So then the question is, the Maram Shif raises that question. Why does the Gemara say vilei mele hegdish ad hashde sagalo beloya dofi vihashde? And the Gemara has to give the Teretz Egilish Gufa Nichalei Kechadus Bechavtei. What kind of Ishikashi is it by the Gemara? V'leimele Hegdesh Ad Hashle Sagaloch B'loyad Dofe. But the Rav has reference to the case where he works piecemeal. He works for 5 minutes and he gets paid half a penny. And then he pays out the creditor. So Mimele, the Hegdesh was not chal. Either the Hegdish was not chal because Al-Pedin Hegdish is not chal, or Hegdish was not chal because the Odin didn't intend to be Magdish for Mishal Pute, but the Hegdish is not chal on the half a penny that he gets every time from his employer. Why does the Gemara ask, Leimele Hegdish, Ad Hashte Sagol Goyadufe, Vahashte Namet Yisrael Goyadufe? He should say to Hegdish, Lavol go on the diat, what do you want from me? I get paid half a penny each time. And the half a penny that I get paid is not yours. So what's the Gemara's kasha? That v'leimele hegdesh ad hashde sagal ob le'adofe. This is the kasha by the Maram Shif. It's a very strong kasha. Unless we are going to say that the Gemara, when the Gemara has the kasha, v'leimele hegdesh ad hashde sagal ob Biloy adofe, ad hashde sagalo biloy adofe. So vehashde name titlo biloy adofe. So that kasha of the Gemara is before the Gemara applied Rav's memory to a case of pochem shel putin. But in the name after the Gemara applies Rav's memory to the case of pochem shel putin, then there is no kasha. Well, that's a big deal. So Maram Shif himself says that's a big deal. The pashtes of the Gemara and is mashma that even alive that this kasha of the Gemara is true, even alive the maskone that Rav has reference to the case of poches pochem shel putin. So still the boy is asking the way. That's the kasha of the Ramshi. The way of the Hegdash. Ye shlui davde. Man pong the way of the Hegdash. Ye mele Hegdash la pong pong the diap. Do I actually stomach put the peria with polo? Can the pure sharashe be hegdash? Ye hegdash lechai la pong the pishu with putte. Ki pure sharashe. Oy mis kome da sa magdish. Oy 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 Ki pure the shri. Vidi chas lo ima. Do mas kone du pong the pishu with putte. As do le shidu ye the hegdash bufay nicho. It's a deyra. So in other words, even according to the Gemara's kashe, he go is true, applies even to the according to Maskone of the Gemara. The question is, according to Maskone of the Gemara, that the Odin was not Magdish Pocket Michele Pute, and he gets paid every time. Heavy Pute, heavy penny he gets every time. And before he gets the other half penny, so he pays it to the creditor. So Hegdash has no ties against him. It's whole. Now, so according to Rashi, I'm not mentioning yet the Teretz of the Maharamshi, because the Teretz of the Maharamshi will have to say according to Tesis. But according to Rashi, we don't have to resort to this Teretz of the Maharamshi. Now, according to Rashi, when Gemara says the Pocket and Pocket of the Pute, it's not that he doesn't want to be Magdish less than the Pute. He wants to be Magdish less than the Pute too, but Al Kudin, the Hegdash is not come. Al-Kudin, the Hegdash is not Chal. Now, why is Rashi Shite that the Hegdash is not Chal? Tezis says, Ikashi, why the Mishnah Azor doesn't mention it in the list of the various putes? Why doesn't it say Shish putes instead of Chomish putes? Oh, that's Ikashi. But Rashi Shite is that Al-Kudin, one cannot be Magdish. Less than a putes. The question is, why? Where is there such a law? We do have a halacha that there is no mila b'pachas mishalapot. That there is no mila b'pachas mishalapot. That is mentioned in the Mishnah. That if somebody is meil in Hegdash b'pachas mishalapot, so meil is not meil. If somebody is nene in pachas mishalapot on Hegdash, so he's not meil. So apparently Rashi Shite is that in view of the fact that there couldn't be any mila in Pochas Mishal Pute, so the Mele Hegdash couldn't be Chali either. That's Rashi. Alright. There is a Gemara in Bava Basra that I intend. Nanos, the Mishnah is a meal that you give. Kolorol mizbeach, the loyal berik abayis, when the rabbis will mizbeach, will mizbeach berik abayis, meal be. Umashe besech. In other words, that meal can take place even in something that is not true for mizbeach. And even if it's not true for mizbeach, even though it's not true for berik abayis, there are certain things that the Berik HaBayis can make use of. Let's say, if somebody is Magdish gold, so the Berik HaBayis can make use of it. It can be incorporated into the structure of the Bisamish. If somebody is Magdish Abon, so it can be incorporated into the edifice of the Bisamish. But suppose someone is Magdish, something that the Beit Rabbis couldn't make use of it. So still there is mila. There is mila. So then there is mila. What do we do with that? The Beit Rabbis cannot make use of it. So Beit Rabbis said they should be paid it. and so the Kedusha will be Chal on the Domim, and then with the Domim. So Perek HaBayis will be able to make use of the Domim. But the halacha is that even a Chifetz, that is neither Olam is Beyach, nor Perek HaBayis, but if you are Magdish it, the Hekdash is Chal, and there is Mir. Mirani, Uwa Meshe B'Sechon, Keita, Hikdish Beyam Leomayim, Ashpitz Leyezeva. What could the Perek HaBayis do? With ashpa, garbage. What could they do? Nothing. So still the Hekdash is Chal. Sheivach Mole Yeni, Sodem Lea Asobi, Ilo Ono Superes. Meyalim Behem Mashe B'Sechon. So then, the Hekdash will have to be painted. Abo, so it's only, so when is the Hekdash Chal and there is Mile, if it was Magdish in Beir, that was filled up with water. So then the Hekdash is Chal on the Beir and on the water. But suppose, and there is Mili on the water too. Avol Higdish Beir, Vakach Mismalamayim. He was Magdish Beir. And then it started to rain, and the Beir became filled up with water. So, and then somebody was Nene from that water. He's not Meir. Avol Higdish Beir, Vakach Mismalamayim. Ashpo, Vakach Mismalazem. Shevach, Vakach Mismalayim. Ilon v'hakach nos ha-peireis, so de v'hakach nismal ha-sovim, meyalim v'en, v'imei, so in is meyalim yesodim, v'imei alim ha-meshe v'seichon. Alright, Divrei Rabbi Yud, so the Rashbam explains it on the basis, Rashbam and Tesves, why do we say that if somebody is magdish beir, and then it starts to rain, and becomes filled up with water, Or if he's not male in the water, because on what basis could he be male in the water? After all, at the time he was Magdish, the Beir, there was no water. So on what basis could the water become Hekdash? Because since the Beir belongs to Hekdash, so when the rain starts to pour water into it, so it should be Hekdash became it become Chotzer. So Ein Kinyan Chotzer Hekdash. This is what Rashbam and Tesis say. In other words, there is no kinyan. The Ramban in Bavli Basra, he says, there is kinyan chotzer hekdesh. And when someone is magdish a beir, and then it starts to rain, and it fills up the beir, the rain fills up the beir, so the water belongs to Hekdesh. Hekdesh is titled in the water, through the Kinyan Chotzer. But the Mishnah only says that there is no Mile. Why? Because in order to have Mile, there must be Kedusha Speh. This is what Rambam says. There must be Kedusha Speh. And since there was no Kedusha Speh, it wasn't Magdish, it would be, so there couldn't be any Kedusha. There couldn't be any Mile. Alright, so in other words, so we see from the Ramban that there is a possibility that something should be more in Hekdesh, that Hekdesh should have title in something without a Kedusha, without Mile. So the Mile, according to the Ramban Shite, we can answer the Maram Shif's Kashi. According to Rashi says that the reason is why Pochas Mishavet Rute. So it's not Kodesh, because Al Pedin, Kedusha is not Chal. So that means Kedusha is not Chal on Pochas Mishavet Rute. In as much as there is no Mil on Pochas Mishavet Rute, so the Mele Kedusha is not Chal. But from Ramban we see that there is such a thing as Momin Hekdesh without Kedusha. Let's say, when Mayim filled up the Be'er Shel Hekdesh, so the Be'er Shel Hekdesh was skated the Mayim, mitam chotzer, but kodesh it isn't. So the Mele is halochet, according to Rashi, that by pochas mishal putte Hekdesh is not chal, Kedusha is not chal. But moment Hekdesh it becomes. So the Mele, if it's moment Hekdesh, so the Mele, so the Gemara has the Kashe, the Lemele Hekdesh, at hash the Sagalo of Eloyado. True that it's pochas mishal putte. So the Mele, there is no Kedusha, there is no Yisam Yile. But it's Gechla Hekdesh. After all, he intended to be Magdish, all the Maisi Yadayim, even the Maisi Yadayim that are less than he put it. So the male it's Mamed Ender, so Hekdesh can say to him, what right do you have to pay your debts with my money? It's Hekdesh money. So the Gemara says, no. That, so the Gemara says, Hekdesh Gufen Michalei, Kehirche Dilishbach Avdei. And what's the pshat in the Gemara? So, what does it mean? What is there? Is a dialogue between the Eved and Hekdesh? Hekdesh doesn't talk to the Eved. What does it mean? Hekdesh gufo nechalei. So what does it mean? It's for the advantage of Hekdesh. So is there such a aloche? Just because it's for the advantage of Hekdesh that we can debate Gezel Hekdesh? There is no such aloche. Can someone be Gezel from Hekdesh when it is for the advantage of the person? There is a Gemara Bava Kame, Gemara Bava Kame says, Nakene is, that the David HaMelech, when he was about to wage a war against the Plishtim, so he wanted to know whether he can take away the seiri, the grain of certain individual Jews with the intention of paying back after he conquers, after he attains a victory over the Plishtim, to pay back with Adoshim, which is better, which is superior to the Seirim that he took away from the individual Jews. So the Sanhedrin so inquired the Chile from Sanhedrin. The Samach on the base. Come with boil. Mal nitl gdishin shal seirin, the Yisrael, which is relatively of inferior value and quality. Little if they behemte, al minas l'shalim gdishin shal adoshin diplishtim. That is of superior quality. So it's for the advantage of the Baili of who owned this Gdishim Shal Seiri. So Sholcholei, so Sanhedrin gave the answer. Chaveil Yoshiv Rosho Gzeilo Yishalei Aval Pishi Gzeilo Mishalei Rosho Aval Ato Melech Ato U Melech Peretz Lasli Derech Vivich Yodin. So Bitilchas Melech, Bitkiach Melech, he has the right to do that and to compensate. But a hediyot cannot do it. But it's for the advantage. So there is no aloha, there is no heta that you can take away somebody's money if you intend to compensate him with better. So there is aloha. So why should there be a heta in regard to Hekdesh? If there is no heta in regard to hediyot, why should there be a heta in regard to Hekdesh? So what's the pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says, Hekdesh gufen nichalei, keichad li v'chavdei, as if there had been a dialogue between the Eved and Hekdesh. But we have to explain the Gemara the way I said last time. In other words, that basically there is a man, so the even Eved has a monetary source to retain the Maisiyodo, to retain the Maisiyodo. For if the Odin does not for his support, if the Odin does not give him his anus, and this is deduced from the posse of Kisocha Kitesha Fiyalimo, and even the man, so according to Rav, the Odin cannot be Maftia that source of David. According to Rabbi Yechanan, he can be Maftia, but only when he explicitly makes a declaration that he is Maftia Detzchus. But until he is Maftia Detzchus, so the Eved has the schus of retaining the Maisiyodo for his own support. And let's say, according to Rav, now we are discussing it according to Rav, the Teinyoch L'Rav Limle Lassim Zonko. So that means that the Odin does not have it is not able to be Mafkia the schus of the Eved. But Rav has reference to the case where he gives him support. But what kind of mizenis does he give him? Minimum mizenis. Not mizenis merubachim. and he wants Mizeneis Milvochim. So Mimele, that means that he has his chus, and unless the Odin will be Maftia that. But until the Odin is Maftia, so Mimele he has his chus to retain, even if the Odin gives him minimum Mizeneis. So he has the schus to retain it for his Mizeneis Milvochim. That's the pshat in the Gemara. So, Hekdesh Gufe Nichalei, Kehekhan Elish Bachavde. Alright, so that I just mentioned at Avuche. So, but without this aloche of Hekdesh Gufe Nichalei, Kehekhan Elish Bachavde, so then I would say, even though the Hekdesh is not Chal on Pachat Mishalei Pute, so only the Gdushe is not Chal, but Momin Hekdesh it is. So the Gemara has the Kashi, the moment Hekdesh it is, so it's Gezel Hekdesh, so the Gemara is the Teret, Hekdesh Gufur and Nichalei. It is not Gezel Hekdesh. Alright, but, so that is all I eat according to Rashi. But according to Teitzves, we have to understand. Teitzves says that it's not that Hekdesh is not Chalam Pachim Shalom Pudeh. Teitzves says that Hekdesh is Chalam Pachim Shalom Pudeh. But, here the Unden is, he doesn't intend to be Magdish, if he doesn't intend to be Magdish, so then it's not in the moment Hekdesh either. So what's the Kasha of the Gemara? What's the Kasha of the Gemara? V'leim ale Hekdesh, ash the Sagnot le'adofe, v'ash the Namit Yipot le'adofe. So, he should say to Hekdesh, Labal von the Diyat, it's not your Maisir Dai, I get paid piecemeal. So every half penny I get paid from the employer. So Memele, it doesn't belong to Hekdesh. So this is the Kasha of the Maram Shif. Now let's see what the Maram Shif says. According to Tesis, that he was not even, he didn't even intend to be Magdish Pochet Mishal Pute. So, and the Odin gives him his anus. So to whom does it belong, the Pochet Mishal Pute earning that he gets from the employer? It belongs to the Odin. So, Memele, the Gemara should ask, not Memele Hekdesh, Atash the Sagolado. But the Gemara should ask, Memele Odin. So he says, V'yesh Rima de Odin al Kocho Chiti Shreve, B'nishio, Kibi Sheyase V'yihake Lehekdesh, V'yitzare V'achivi Yishom Lepot, V'yitzia, V'yihakein Hake Lehekdesh, V'adai Kedem Shor Yase Yishom Lepot, Akato Ulod, Rak, Da'as Odin Litzor Piyachat Yitzir Ha'ekdesh, Memele, Upoich, V'vim Lehekdesh, Yolevet Ein Schim, Ein Mishchie, Mimonefshah, Rak Lod, V'da'asod, v'tzirach ha'ekdesh, v'imkein, v'loim ha'ekdesh, u'mshan ha'ekdesh gubin nichalei, v'da'asod, kashen yiyah nichal ha'ekdesh, kein yiyah, u'vazem yidug diknam ha'ekdesh gubin nichalei. So he says, he has two kashas, it's really one kasha. The first kasha that he asks, he should say to ha'ekdesh, labal vorm didiat, It doesn't belong to you. Why do you mix? And then, to whom, according to Tesis, so to whom does the Pachas Mishama put their own belong? To the Odom. So then, the Gemara should ask, will you know Ata Ashtin Sagalog Le'adokhi. Hashtiname Tizgalog Le'adokhi. So he says that even though, according to Tesis, the intention of the Odom was to be Magdish, the earnings, when the rich Ipute, but, so, the intention of the Odin is that the Shem Hekdesh should be Chal. Only when they add up to Ipute. But, the Kavone of the Odin was that when they do add up to Ipute, that he should give away everything to Hekdesh. That they should give away everything to Hekdesh. So, Mimele, the Gemara doesn't ask the Leib of the Odin, because the Kavone of the Odin is that everything, every bit of earning should go to Hekdesh. And the Gemara asks the Leib of the Hekdesh, because even though Hekdesh doesn't own it, but since Hekdesh is destined to own it, because the Kavone of the Odin is not to use up, to spend every half penny that the Odin gets, to spend it. And so that Hekdesh will have nothing. The Kavone of the Odin is to accumulate the half pennies so that they will add up, let's say, to 100 Jews. And then he'll give it away to Hekdesh. So since that is the Kavone of the Odin, now there is the Yerushalmi says, if a person prevents another person from, let's say, from getting a certain job, so then he cannot collect that money, that loss from him, because it's only gromit. But tarumes yes. So in other words, minyas revach, he has tarumes. So tarumes doesn't mean that he can have tarumes. There are certain Jews who always have tarumes against other Jews. So tarumes means that al kedin he is chayavit tashlumin to the extent of tarumes. In other words, even though he cannot collect the bezdin, the loss that he sustained, but if he doesn't reimburse him for the loss that the other person sustained, so the melee, he's entitled to tarumis. Al-Pedin is entitled to tarumis. So that means that there is an Isa. Even though if there is no chiyuv tashlumi, there is no legal obligation to pay for the loss that a certain person sustained by being deprived of earning money, minyas revach, so there is no chiyuv of mazik. Mazik, when is there a chiyuv of mazik? When you cause hefset, but when you bring about minyas revach, you prevent a certain person from getting a certain job, and because of that, he has sustained loss, so there is no chiyuv tashlumin, but a nisa there is, because if there wouldn't be a nisa of mazik, so the Yerushalmi wouldn't say, Eloi olam al tarumes. So, mimele, since the kavone of the Od was that Hekdesh should have the totality of the earnings, when they accumulate and add up to more than it put there, so Memele, even though he did not intend that Hekdesh should be chal, a piecemeal, but if, on account of that Hekdesh, on account of the Hekdesh that the Odin was Magdish, so Hekdesh was destined to earn money. So in other words, this Eved, So Mele, there is no Minasarala. If the Zimera of Masik Mamish, so then the Gemara couldn't say, because Hekdesh look in the Chalevitz for the advantage of Hekdesh. Because there is no Hekdesh to be Masik somebody else's mummy in order to compensate him with something better. That's the Gemara Lakenes. But here there is no Masik Mamish. There is a Nisa of Masik on the basis of Minasarala. So since Hekdesh Gubin Nichalei, so there is no Minyas HaRevach, on the contrary, there is more Revach that way. If the Eved is strong, can the Eved can earn more, can produce more. All right. Toshma, Adom Rabir. So the Gemara proved that according to Rav, in Yochel Rav, Lim Alev Lassim is Nizom. Toshma, Adom Rabir, הקטיה ידעתי של חברי ניסי שיפטי ופרוסי לרבי ואיזי אוהבת מילים נזון שמע מנו יוכל הרב לאים על אוהבת עשי לי מבניזון So Rabbi Yechanan says that if someone is קטיה ידעתי של חברי so ניסי שיפטי ופרוסי לרבי ואיזי אוהבת מילים נזון Now what is the Shevis? The Shevis is the measure of the earnings, the loss of earnings during the period of recuperation by the Nelba. So in other words, so if the Rav gets the Sheves, that means that the Rav takes away his earnings because the Sheves, he reimburses the Nelba for the loss of earnings. So that means when the Rav gets the Sheves, that he takes away the earnings, the Maisiono of the Eved. And still, the Oden is not forced to support the Eved because the Eved is not Zoko. So we see that Rabbi Yechon holds, Shmame Yochel Rabbi Mele Asim Nizom. Hochet, so Gimora says, no, it's not right. Hochet, my skin on Bailo Mizinis. So Yoche, Amai Mizim Nat Zoko, Lado. So Yoche Mizim, Mispalis Liboyle, a lab, the expression, Mizim has the connotation of minimum zinis. If it's mizinis mirubochim, then the expression mizin is not proper, but the expression mispalnes is proper. Elav shmam liyoche, shmam. Right. Neisei shiftei, tosh madik yamei, reachim li polgal li rab, neisei shiftei ufos li rabei, shifti schab, but all say, בכל ימים, אבל בשביל יש לי דמי יודי, חיל נסיק לו שם הקישויים, דעתיים הוא ראו לי כך, כשיאם את בכל ימים, ופוסי, או היית רוצים לגמור את זה, זה לא בכל ימים. או ממה, שונת רואה, so גמור says, that there is a מחלקת between רב and רבי יחנן, and the question is whether יוכל הרב לא יוכל לשים את זונחו, according to רב, אין יוכל הרב לא לשים את זונחו, and according to רבי יחנן, יוכל הרב לא לשים את זונחו. או ממה, נסי שיתי פוסי לרבי, Shifte pshite, of course, because the maisiyod of the eved belong to the rab. So what kind of a chiddush is it? The cheves, the which reimburses the nelv for the loss of the maisiyod, that it belongs to the rab. And if you are going to say that the chiddush is because yochel rab lilashim zonko. So let Rabbi Yechanan mention a separate memory. Yochel Rav Lila Sim Nizonko. Why does he mention it in this context? So Gemara says, Reforcing the day, the boy is a day. Lo yitzchichel domdu lechamishayim. Vyobdu leisam echife. Vyitze bitmoce yeime. Mao yitzay mezare the day u komash. Alright. Now, for say we come to it, Hobino we may still have a who are dino in this game it's out? Why does the Gemara say, Niske mitzale Yisrael, elo niske lo Yisrael, because that's the double portion. Because the shume of nezek is kevet anim kavishuk. So even when the bechirin is nerval, the shume is in the loss kevet anim kavishuk. So certainly when David himself is nerval, So Mimele belongs to the Odin, because the Odin is the one who sustains that laws. Elisalis, the Heide Beode, who cheated the Rabbi, the Abbas in the Kaspe, Vizari Name, and why doesn't he mention? So, and he says, and why doesn't he mention Tzarei? So the reason is why he doesn't mention Niskel Rabbi, because that's the apostle. He doesn't have to mention. Why doesn't he mention the Tzarei Rabbi? Because Tzarei, that's the same thing as the Fosse. Because inasmuch as the Gemara applies the Fosse to the excess of money that remains after the Eved resorted to a sharp medicine, so Mimele, that's Tzarei. It's not about the force in the oil. The force will come. The high before say, "Sare, the son of Chivu, who had the name of the Tzara Maki, when he came to ship to the Rabbi, when he's in the Doka, he's from the Yochel Arab." So, the Doka should talk in the Holy Lays from the Nason. Nis Mashma Mizinis in the Chayim. Panos I can show for Tzoko. Loshlad. Pshite de la Rabbi, who El Riman Lehebe, Harim Maizir of the Rabbi, Vila Shmin and Apopishin is only, who made me Yochel Arab, Nimi Seven in the Doka Missoulay, the Pdula Hamishi. Literally raping. So in other words, the wound in it was that he needs medicines for 5 days, and he has to stay, let's say, in the hospital for 5 days. So in Mele, that the medical expenses would have been, let's say, $250 if he would stay 5 days in the hospital, $50 a day. And then he agreed to take a very sharp medicine, even though it involved a lot of pain, and because of that, so he only had to stay in the hospital, let's say, for 3 days. So there is an excess of $100. So this excess of $100, so goes to the Odin. Tzar de Dei, Misal Tai Bechamine, Tzar Ali Zoha Li Rachmone, Komashalom, Yvichol Shvach Abol Yodei, Zeicha Bi Rabbi Gishel Chamir. Now, so we see from this Rashi, a big finish, that Rashi emphasizes more than once that when there is a Samech Harife, if let's say the Umden was that he has to stay, normally he has to stay 5 days in the hospital, but then the Nerbal agreed to take a very sharp medicine that involved intense pain, and because of that, he only had to stay in the hospital 3 days. And there is an excess of $100. So that excess of $100 that has to be given to the Nerbal is due to the Nerbal, not by way of Ripu, but it is due to the Nerbal by way of Tzar. Because how was he able to be healed in 3 days instead of 5 days? Because he submitted to a sharp medicine, to a painful medicine. So Mimele, that $100 that is due to the Nerval is due on the score of Tzar, not on the score of him. Now, Tezvis is Chelia. That's a big Chinesh Rashi. Now, let's see the Tezvis. Shifte of Rosh Elerad. Shifte. Hai Neshev Estam. Ugdei Lodai Nezik. ויועדים צער ובישס לרבי, לרבון דרב יהודה, דאמרה ואחרו ויש להם את בישס, ולא כתבו משום דין חידש שאין לרבי. So what is Rashi's parents? Both Rashi and Tesis raise the same question. Why does the Gemara say, Shifte Pshite, so the Gemara says, Refuasi Yisrach. Before Fosse Yisraelay. So, why doesn't it mention Tzar and Nezek? So, in regard to Nezek, Rashi also says, because that's the opposite of Nezek. I mean, it's self-evident. But in regard to Tzar, it's not such a double portion. So he says that since the Ripu doesn't mean the Ripu Mamish, but the excess that remains as a result of the painful medicine that they ever took, so Mele, that Ripu is Tzar. So in other words, so when he say Ripu is Rifosi Yitzchalei, it means Tzar is Tzar. But Tezvis is Chelik. Tezvis says, so, Shifte HaMishev Estanu Udeilo, Dayan Ezek, Vio Adin, so in other words, When Rabbi Yochanan mentioned Shevetz, so Shevetz is referenced to two kinds of Shevetz. The Gemara in Borkam in Achevo employs the expression Shevetz in respect to Nezek also, but that's called Shevetz Nevo. But because both Shevetz and Nezek are the measures of loss of services. Because how is Nezek measured? How much is he worth? With the hand, let's say, if the Chayvel removed the hand or amputated the leg, so how much would it be worth with the leg, with the hand, as an Eved Amika Meshuk, and how much is it worth without the hand, without the leg? So let's say, with the leg, with the hand, so then his value as an Eved would be, let's say, $20,000. And without the hand, without the leg, his value would be, let's say, $2,000. So the melee, the Nezek is $18,000. That's called Shevetz Nevo, because it also measures the loss of services on a colossal scale. And then Shevetz Tam means Shevetz Tano. Shevetz Tano, what is Shevetz Tano? Let's say, if the Chile amputated the leg of the Nelvel, so the melee, he has to pay $18,000, let's say, by way of Nezek. But besides becoming incapacitated to do real work, so even the work that after the recuperation period, this Nelvel will be able to do, let's say, without a leg, he cannot accept any job except to become a watcher, a Shema Teshuva. But even that job of a Shema Teshuva, he'll only be able to do it after he leaves the hospital. But there is going to be a period of recuperation where he'll have to stay in the hospital for half a year. So that every year he'll sustain the loss of services for being a watchman. So that's Shevetz Tam. Stam Shevetz is Shevetz Tam. So Teisa says that when Rabbi Yochanan says Shiftei of Osel Rabbe, so Shiftei includes both Shevetz Devo, which is Nezek, and Shevetz Tano, which is real Shevetz, because Stam Shevetz means Shevetz Tano. Shevetz Tano. So when the Gemara is the Kashe, the Gemara Shiftei Pshite, the Gemara is asking, in effect, not only Shevetz Tano Pshite, but Shevetz Devo, which is Nezek Pshite, and Shevetz Tano, which is Shevetz Pshite. So then the Gemara gives the Teretz, Rifosei Yisrachalei. So the question is, but what about Tzah? So Rashi says that Tzah, that this kind of people, that is Tzah. Teitz says something else. The Oadin Tzah of Beishes, the Rabbi, the Rabbonon, the Rabbi Yudid, the Machin, the Shlev Beishes, we look at more, we should be a Chidashim Rabbi, Abu Bishifti, Komashmelon, the Abu Gab, the Shokil Rav, Shevez the Day, when the Chayim is in Esau, the Yochel Rav, when we have a Sim Nizom, the Ho, the Paul, the Som of Shifti, Pshit, the Hora Pirish, Pshit, the Shifti Rabbi, Abu Bishol is in Eno, Kim the Yochel Rav, when we have a Sim Nizom, the Ham Rabbi Yechel, the Kafiti, the Abu Shokhaveri, the Ham Rabbi Meima, the Hedi Yochel Rav, when we have it, אם לא יבוא להשמיינו דבר אחר, ומשנה דינוק עד כתיה ידעבדי, להשמינו חידו שני, דפוס אל רבי, דהי נצאה, בסום החיפה, דמוסק, דהב האמינה שהיא לעצמי, כמו אל רפוסי, שהיא לעצמי, גם כשהיא סביר צער, כדי להביא השכר רפוסי, היא לעצמי, אבל צער כתיה סייד, פשיט אל רבי, ולאוכל עיתון לבחין לבשס. סוטייס והסדרי ישראל כאן רשי, because רשי says, spells it out twice, that This excess of ripu does not have a din of ripu. It has a din of tzah. But Teitzre says, no, Teitzre distinguishes between the tzah and this excess of ripu. Because Teitzre says, avol tzah k'tir sayad pshitet l'rab. That does not even have to be mentioned. What has to be mentioned? Only the excess of the ripu has to be mentioned. Because I could say, the just is, the ripu itself goes to the Eved, not to the Odin. So maybe the excess of ripu also goes to the Eved. So Komashma, no. But as far as Sal Mamish is concerned, it's a self-evident fact that goes to the Rav. But Rashi says, no, it's not a self-evident truth. Because this excess of Ripu has the same din as Tzar. And by telling us the Chiddush that the excess of Ripu goes to the Rav, so in effect, Rav Yechanan is telling us the Chiddush that Ripu goes to the Rav. So we have a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos as to whether the excess of Ripu is due to a Nerva. Let's forget that. A Bechirin in Nerva. So according to Rashi, even in regard to a Bechirin in Nerva, the excess of Ripu is given to the Nerva not on the score of Ripu, but it's given to the Nerva on the score of Tzar. It's not Ripu. You call it Ripu. So, but it's not Alpidim. The excess of Ripu is due to a Nerva on the score of Tzar, not on the score of Ripu. Because on the score of Ripu, only that amount that has to be used in paying the medical bills is due on the score of Ripu. But the money that is not actually used in paying the doctors or the hospital, so that is due to a Nelbal on the score of Tzar. And whereas according to Tosfos, no. Tosfos says, Avol Tzar Ktiyas Hayad. Avol Tzar Ktiyas Hayad Pshitet L'Rabbi. So, but what is the Chiddush? The excess of Ripu. So we see that according to Tosfos, Tzar Ktiyas Hayad is a Chiyuv of Tzar. But the excess of Ripu is a Chiyuv of Ripu. So there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. And the question is whether the excess of Ripu is due to a Nerva on the score of Ripu, that is Kesi Shite, so maybe since it's due on the score of Ripu, so I could say, since the basic Ripu, not the excess of Ripu, is to be given to the Eved himself, not to the Odin, so the excess of Ripu should also be given to the Eved himself, so Kamashma no, but it's due on the score of Ripu. Mashenkin, according to Tosfos, the excess of Ripu, Mashenkin, according to Rashi, so the excess of Ripu is due to a Nerval, not on the score of Ripu. It's due on the score of Tzar. And by telling us this Chiddush, the excess of Ripu, is given to the Odin, so in effect, Rabbi Yechanan is telling us that Tzar in general is given to the Odin. So what's the machlokes? Now, it seems that Rashi holds that there is a basic distinction. Now, when someone is chayuv chaverei, so it's mechuyev midraisa to pay five things: nezek, tzar, ripu, shel shebes. So, insofar as nezek, tzar, shebes, beishes are concerned, so it goes without saying that it's a chayuv of money, not it's a chayuv of money, but in its essence. So it's a chiyuv of money. The kshayla is in connection with Ripu. Essentially, what kind of an obligation is Ripu? Is Ripu a monetary obligation? Is mechuyev to pay money for Ripu? Let's say somebody is chiyuv chaverei and he has to have, and because of that he'll have medical expenses of $1,000, so he becomes mechuyev $1,000 to the Nelva. How will he use it? He will use it for medicines. But the chayv essentially is a chayv of money, of $1,000. Oh no, it's not a chayv of money. If somebody is chayv b'chaveri, the Torah was mechayev the chayv leil, to heal the nerva. But how can you heal? Without money you can heal. So mele, he's mechayev to spend money. But the chayv is essentially a chayv of healing, not a chayv of money. So, that apparently is the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi we see that Rashi equates the excess of Ripu with Tzar. So the excess of Ripu is due to an elbow, not on the score of Ripu. It's due to an elbow on the score of Tzar. But Shaykh says it with Tzar. It is more of Shaykh with Ripu. The answer is, Rashi Shite is that there is a basic distinction between Nezek, Tzar, Sheves and Beishes on one hand and Ripu on the other. Nezek, Tzar, Sheves and Beishes essentially are a monetary obligation of money that the Chivel owes the Nerva. Money for what? Money for medicine. But it's a chayv of money. Basically, it's a chayv of money. But, some mele, even if there is an excess of people, even if there is an excess of people, but the excess is due to the nerval and the score of ripu, because the wounded was that for such a chavole, so how much medical expenses are there? There is $250 medical expenses. So Mimele, he became a chuyev too. At the time of the chavole, he became a chuyev $250 to the nerval. Then the nerval agreed to take a very painful medicine, and he only has to spend $150. But that's not the business of the chayveil. So the nerval can say, it's none of your business how much I spend on medicine. That's none of your business. You are mechuyev, you became mechuyev a certain sum of money for medicine. Whether I use it or I don't use it, even if I spend it on ice cream sodas, that's none of your business. You are mechuyev to give me a certain sum of money. Whether I use it in healing myself or not, that's my business. So in Mele, it's still, even though there is an excess, so that excess is due on the score of people. Rashi Shita apparently is that ripu is not basically, essentially, a monetary chayv of money, but it's a chayv of ripu, of healing. So in Mele, at the very outset, so the wounded was that he has to keep giving $250, because the nerval cannot be forced to have extra pay. So in other words, he's mechuyev to heal him without pay. But if the nerval himself agreed to take a very sharp medicine, and because of that, he only had to spend $150 on healing himself. So anyway, on the score of people, since the chayv is only to heal him, and it costed an animal only $150 to cure himself, so he's only mechuyev to give him on the score of people $150. But the $100 he still has to pay, because on the score of tzad. So because of that chavole, he had an additional tzad. So Mimele, he's mechuyev dead and he's called. Alright. Now, the taste of Shmamen Yochel, Shmamen, we learned already. Before Sidi Dil, the only time we take a chayveil, the end of a chayveil, the Tnai, Shalei Potami Kulon, Shemo Yish Lechali, the Alpha Gabdich Shechol Al Biach, Nesu Nifosi Lehebet, Hu Shechol Al Ba'avdei, Loi Mechai, Iname, Yomtuisa Mechavife, So here the Gemara says that if a third party injures the Eved, so the Rifui goes, has to be paid to the Eved, not the Lord. Unlike the other items, Nezek, Tzar, Sheves, and Beches, that go to, that have to be paid to the Lord. So Ripu goes to the Eved himself. Now, if it goes to the Eved himself, so it should follow that where the Odin himself is a Hevel, he should also pay it. In regard to Nezek, Tzar, Sheves, and Meshes, so if a third party injures the Eved, so the Odin gets paid, so maybe it's not shayach to say in the case where the Odin himself is a Hevel, that he should pay. Whom should he pay? He should pay himself. There is no such thing as paying oneself. But in regard to it, when a third party, so if the third party injures the Eved, so he has to pay the Eved. So the Mele, if the Odin himself is a Chayveil, he should also have to pay the Eved. What difference does it make? That's how it should appear from our Gemara. But the Mishnah Chayveil said explicitly that if the Odin himself is Chayveil ben Nayin Shalei, so then he just pays He just pays the so he's potter. The Mishnah Chiddush says that if the Odin himself is chiddushing his own Eved Naini, so he's potter mikulon, and the connotation of potter mikulon means he doesn't have to pay anything. Nothing for ripu. So the question arises, why shouldn't he pay ripu? If somebody else had injured the Eved, he would have to pay ripu to the Eved. So if the Odin injures the Eved, he should also pay ripu to the Eved. That's the kasha. So there are two tools. One Moshim takes the seeds, Shemo Yish Lechalik. The Apple Gav Dech Shechobo B'yache. Nisir Lifosil Ebed, U Shechobo B'avdei, Lo Yechai. First, there are two things. There is a distinction. If somebody else is Chayvon Ebed, so then he pays. If somebody else is Chayvon Ebed, so then he pays the Ripu. He's mechuyim the ripu to the Eved, but the Odin himself doesn't have to pay it. The question is why? That was the kasha. But Tesis doesn't say. What's the logic? If when somebody else is chayvel, he is mechuyim to the Eved. So when the Odin is chayvel, he should also be the Eved. The Odin has no right to eat the Eved. But that's the first thing. That when the Odin is chayvel his own Eved, he doesn't have to pay ripu at all. Inami, the second teretz is, Yovad Mesamech Rife, the Potam Amesa, Kedi Amo Tochim. The second teretz says, that Enoch Anami, when the Odin injures the Eved, he has to pay ripu to the Eved. Just as a third party, when he injures the Eved, has to pay ripu to the Eved. So if the Odin himself injures the Eved, he has to pay ripu to the Eved. But when the Mishnah says Potam Ikulon, implying even ripu, the Mishneh, when it says kulon, has reference to a case where the Odin was chayvel the Eved, and then the Eved took his sharp medicine, and there is an excess of ripu. So when it says potter mikulon, implying even the ripu, it means he's potter of paying the excess of ripu. But the basic ripu, the Odin has to pay. In other words, according to the first parity dates, when an Odin is chayvel his own Eved, he has to pay the basic ripu. And according, he does not have to pay himself. He does not have to pay even the basic ripu. And according to the second question dates, the basic ripu, an Odin is not going to pay. Now the question is, what? The second parity we understand very well. Because since the halacha is that when a third party injures an Eved, so the people goes to the Eved. So when the Odin injures his own Eved, he should go to the Eved. He should pay. The Odin itself should pay the Eved. He says pay the Eved. But when the Mishnah says that he's potter of people, it means the excess of people. The excess of people, of course, he doesn't have to pay, because if somebody else would injure the Eved, so the excess of people would be paid to the Odin. So when the Odin himself injured the Eved, why should he? So, he doesn't have to pay himself the excess of people. But the second, the first tariffs of Tesis has to be explained. The first portion of Tesis distinguishes between a third party who injured David. So then the ripu goes, the basic ripu goes to the Eved, and the Odin enjoying the Eved. So even the basic ripu is potter of paying the Eved, even the basic ripu. Now, this halacha, the Dalet Voi of Chvoli, so the chayvel pays to the Odin. So the shaila is, what is the pshat? Who is the mechayev? When somebody is chayvel in an Eved, and the Odin has a key and woman in the Eved, so he has to pay. So except for ripu, so he has to pay whom? He has to pay the Odin. So what's the pshat? Is the chiyuv at the very outset directed to the Odin, Don't need the mechayim. When the chayim at the very outset does not become mechuyev to the eved, he becomes mechuyev to the odin. The odin is the mechayim because the eved is momeni of the odin. So the mele, he is the mechayim of all the dalekvot. And at the very outset, he becomes mechuyev to the odin. Oh no! After all, the odin was not nerval. He was not injured. Who was injured? The eved. So the mechayev is the eved. And in the first place, at the very outset, the chibur becomes mechuyev to the eved. But there is a loch of mashikone eved, kone rabbe. So mele, what's the purpose of paying the eved? And then the odin will be able to take it away from the eved, because mashikone eved, kone rabbe. So afukha matata normally, why you work so hard and let, and Bezdin should collect money from the chibur and give it to the eved, and then the odin will be able to take it away from me, because mashikone eved, so afukha matata normally. So the mele, he pays directly to the odin, but he becomes mechuyev at the very outset to the eved, and then the odin is zeiche from the eved because of the aloche mashikone eved kone rabbe. Oh no! Here we don't have to resort to the aloche of mashikone eved kone rabbe. Here the aloche is that the odin is the mechayev of the dalet vav. Inasmuch as the odin has a key and moment in the eved, so the mele, he is the mechayev. Lifluk, we could mention a raya. Now, mitzad asvore, I would say, it's not mukhrach, but mitzad asvore, I would be disposed to say that the mechayev is eved. And the reason is, why is the mechayev eved? Because after all, he was injured, the odin was not injured. But the reason is why he has to pay to the odin is because there is a loch of mashikolin eved kone rabbe. So the mele, he pays to the odin directly. But the mechayev is the eved, not the odin. This is what I would say, Mr. Asmore. But there seems to be superficially, there is, on the surface it appears that there is a raya from the Tosefta in Bava Kama that the odin is the mechayev, not that the eved is the mechayev. And the odin is zeicher from the eved to the aloche of mashikone eved kone rabbe. The Tosefta in Bava Kama Perek Tes says as follows. Eved shechovel ba'atzmei yetzel echeus v'neisil rab. Suppose an Eved amputates his own leg himself or removes his own hand. So if the odin is mishachelim, not the, so the peyoshia says it doesn't mean yetzel echeus bal kol chelos odin is echeus. Why should it be yetzel echeus bal kol chelos odin? Only when the odin is chelum the Eved. Roshim boy, so then we force the Odin to be Mishachim. But if the Eved is Chayur Batsmei, why should we force the Odin to be Mishachim? But if the Odin decides to be Mishachim, so then he has to pay Chvole, may Chvole to the Odin. So if we say that the Odin is the direct Mechayim, so then we can understand, even in the case where the Eved amputates his own leg, his own hand. So when he's Yetzel Chayos, it doesn't mean when he's Yetzel Chayos. Even before he's Yetzel Chayos. But before he's Yetzel Chayos, he has no money. After he's Yetzel Chayos, he has money. So when he's Yetzel Chayos, he has to pay because the Odin is the Mechayel. And after all, David is a human being. And Eved has no right to behave himself either. Also, the Odin Marvel Vatsme. And since he belongs to the Odin, so the Mele the Odin is the Mechayev. So the Eved becomes Mechuyev to the Odin. But if we are going to assume that the Mechayev always is the Eved himself, and the reason as to why the Dalet Vavim have to be paid to the Odin is because of the Aloche of Mashikon HaEved Kone Rabbe. So how is it Chayev to say that the Eved becomes Mechuyev to himself? If he's the Mechayev, how is he Mechayev to himself and then the Obi Shabizeh? So it seems that there is a Raya. It seems that there is a Raya that the Obi is the Mechayev, not that the Eved is Mechayev. But there is, we have here the Hagoyes Smogna Avron, and this is it. Hagoyes Smogna Avron. So the Hagoyes Smogna Avron says, explains it as follows. Yetzir Chayus, Peus, Kisher Rabbi Reitze, Muitzir Chayus, Vuhu Mechuyev Nishalim Rabbi, Mashem Nifras Mikaspo. So in other words, the Mogen Avrom, the Agoyes Mogen Avrom, he limits this din of the Tisepte to one item, to Nezek, not to the other downward. So it's mashma from the Agoyes Mogen Avrom that when the Tisepte says that when an Eved is Chiru Batzmei, so when he's Yitzhak Chirus, he has to pay to the Odin. So it's only vis-a-vis the Nezek. And we have to say, vis-a-vis the Nezek, so it's not the Nezek of Chiru. Because the nezik of mazik, if somebody is mazik mome chaveire, so he also has to pay nezik. But by chaveire b'chaveire, so besides nezik, there is sar hipu shem sebeishes. But even the nezik is a different kind of nezik than by mazik. By mazik mome chaveire, Reb Chaim says that. By mazik mome chaveire, so the nezik that he pays, let's say if I break this table. And this table is worth, let's say, $50. So I have to pay $50. So the basic chiyuv is a chiyuv to make good the hezek that I did. But since I cannot recreate the table that I broke, so the next best thing is to pay tashlumi, the value of the table. But so mimele. That means that I am mechuyev tashlumi for the table, but by chayvu b'chaveire, no money in the world reimburses a person, compensates for the loss of an eved. No money in the world, even if you pay $10 million, $1 trillion, so he does not compensate the loss of a hand or the loss of a leg. But you ask, how is it that nezek? One pays nezek, and the umdene of nezek is kevet anika b'shuk. So that's the aloche. How we assess the chiyuv of nezek. So, but it's not tashlumin for the eved. This is the chiyuv. The chiyuv is a certain sum of money, just as the tzar. So in other words, when we are in the tzar, let's say if somebody removed their hand or amputated the leg of an elbow, so then how are we in the tzar? So in other words, we have to decide. Let's say suppose a certain person is afflicted with gangrene poisoning, and the doctor says that his leg must be amputated. Now, so he's going to have his leg amputated. But it can be amputated by administering anesthesia, let's say ether, by administering anesthesia with the sam, or without anesthesia. So no person in the world would be willing to have the leg amputated, even if he's afflicted with gangrene poisoning, without anesthesia, if he can have it done with anesthesia. But certain people, let's say, especially if he's a poor person, so if he'll be told that he, if he'll agree to have the leg amputated without an anesthesia, so then he'll be given, let's say, $5 million. So he might agree. So that is the shume of the tzar. That is the shume of the tzar. So again, so over there, is it really, really the equivalent of tzar? There is no amount of money in the world that can be considered as to be the equivalent of tzar. But there's the Gzeiras HaKosu. He has to compensate him. He has to pay him certain sums of money. So Reb Chaim says that in regard to Nezek of Momain, so the basic obligation is to reproduce, to recreate the object destroyed. If I break this table, so my basic obligation is to recreate this table. But that's impossible. And even if I fix it, it will not be the same table. So the male, he has a right to demand a certain sum of money. But the basic obligation is to recreate, to retrieve the table, to restore the table. Mashaikin by Nezek of Chole, so no money in the world can replace the evil. But it's a special halacha that is mechuyev to pay money. So mele, here, when somebody is chayvel in Levet 90, so he has to pay nezek, tzar, vipush, whatever the basis. The Odin gets the nezek. So the nezek, as far as nezek is concerned, so it can be considered from two points of view. First of all, from the point of view of chayvel. And then, if somebody is chayvel in Levet 90, it can be considered from the point of view of nezek of masik momen. So why shouldn't now we see that the nezek of chayvel applies to chayvel Levet 90? For ayah that he has to pay not only nezek, he has to pay tzar, vipush, shevet, beishes also. So the halacha, the parasha of chayvel b'chaveiro, that is mechuyev dvorim, applies to chayvel b'evet too. So why shouldn't the chayvel b'evet naimi pay nezek twice? First of all, he should pay nezek on the score of chayvel b'chaveiro, like chayvel b'chaveiro, where it's not money for damages sustained, and then the Odin has a key and money in the event. Let him pay nezek on the score of mazik, like mazik behemetish or aleirei. The answer is, the note, double tashlumim, there is no such thing as double tashlumim. Since the shume of the nezek of chayveil is the same as the shume of the nezek of mazik, so mimele, he doesn't pay double in the event. But in the case where he is not mechuyev on the basis of the parasha of chayveil, so then he is held liable on the basis of the parasha of mazik. So the mele, from the Magen Avraham, it appears that when the Tosefta says that achive eved shechavu ba'atzme yitzel achivus neisel rabbe, that it only applies to the nezek, not to tzar. Tzar he doesn't have to pay when he's yitzel achivus. Why? Because the Magen Avraham takes it for granted that insofar as the tzar and the ripu and the sheves and the beiches sheves or the machayim, the odin is directly the odin is direct machayim. But insofar as the dalet volume of the chayvel is concerned, so if the eved is so the chiyuv the machayim is the eved, and then the odin gets it because of mashikona eved kona rabbi. So mainly the Eved himself is chayvel himself. It's not shayach to say that the Eved should be mechayev to himself, and that the Eved should be mechayev for himself. Somebody else has to be mechayev. But the reason is why the Sefer says that he has to pay when he gets lachayus, that's because of the nezek of mazik. But you could explain the septimul kame, that it's not limited only to nezek and the nezek of mazik, that it has reference to all the knowledge of. And still, the Tosefta says,